The following readings were presented during the Wednesday evening testimony meeting, April 24, 2024, at First Church of Christ Scientist, Edmonds, Washington. I'll read from the Bible, Isaiah. Listen, O isles, unto me. Jeremiah. I spake unto you, rising up early and speaking, but ye heard not. And I called you, but ye answered not. Hear ye, and give ear. Zechariah. When ye fasted and mourned in the fifth and seventh month, even those 70 years, did ye at all fast unto me, even to me? And when ye did eat and when ye did drink, did not ye eat for yourselves and drink for yourselves? Should ye not hear the words which the Lord hath cried by the former prophets, when Jerusalem was inhabited and in prosperity, and the cities thereof round about her, when men inhabited the south and the plain? But they refused to hearken, and pulled away the shoulder, and stopped their ears, that they should not hear. Turn ye unto me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn unto you, saith the Lord of hosts. Isaiah. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you, and therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, This is the way, walk ye in it, when ye turn to the right hand and when ye turn to the left. Numbers. The Lord spake unto Moses in the wilderness of Sinai, in the first month of the second year after they were come out of the land of Egypt, saying, Let the children of Israel also keep the Passover at his appointed season, according to all the rites of it, and according to all the ceremonies thereof shall ye keep it. And there were certain men who were defiled by the dead body of a man, that they could not keep the Passover on that day. And those men said unto him, We are defiled by the dead body of a man. Wherefore are we kept back, that we may not offer an offering of the Lord in his appointed season among the children of Israel? And Moses said unto them, Stand still, and I will hear what the Lord will command concerning you. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Speak unto the children of Israel, saying, If any man of you or of your posterity shall be unclean by reason of a dead body, or be in a journey afar off, yet he shall keep the Passover unto the Lord. And on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And when the cloud was taken up from the tabernacle, then after that the children of Israel journeyed. At the commandment of the Lord, the children of Israel journeyed. And at the commandment of the Lord, they pitched. And so it was, when the cloud was a few days upon the tabernacle, or whether it were 2 days or a month or a year, that the cloud tarried upon the tabernacle, remaining thereon, the children of Israel abode in their tents and journeyed not. At the commandment of the Lord, they rested in the tents, and at the commandment of the Lord, they journeyed. Matthew. Jesus went forth and saw a great multitude and was moved with compassion toward them, and he healed their sick. And when he had sent the multitudes away, he went up into a mountain apart to pray. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, When ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them. Job. God speaketh once, yea, twice, yet man perceiveth it not. Hearken unto me. Hold thy peace, and I shall teach thee wisdom. Psalms. Be still and know that I am God. Isaiah. If thou turn away thy foot from the Sabbath, from doing thy pleasure on my holy day, and shalt honor him, not doing thine own ways, nor finding thine own pleasure, nor speaking thine own words, I will cause thee to ride upon the high places of the earth, and feed thee with the heritage of Jacob thy father. Ezekiel. So the Spirit took me up and brought me into the inner court, and behold, the glory of the Lord filled the house. And I heard him speaking unto me out of the house. Come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. I'll also read passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health, with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Spirit, God, is heard when the senses are silent. The intercommunication is always from God to his idea, man. The soul-inspired patriarchs heard the voice of truth and talked with God as consciously as man talks with man. Angels, God's thoughts passing to man. Spiritual intuitions, pure and perfect. The inspiration of goodness, purity, and immortality, counteracting all evil, sensuality, and mortality. By giving earnest heed to these spiritual guides, they tarry with us, and we entertain angels unawares. In the sacred sanctuary of truth are voices of solemn import, but we heed them not. Expect to heal simply by repeating the author's words, by right talking and wrong acting, and you will be disappointed. The human will, which maketh and worketh a lie, hiding the divine principle of harmony, is destructive to health and is the cause of disease rather than its cure. When the mechanism of the human mind gives place to the divine mind, selfishness and sin, disease and death will lose their foothold. audible prayer can never do the works of spiritual understanding, which regenerates. But silent prayer, watchfulness, and devout obedience enable us to follow Jesus' example. Long prayers, superstition, and creeds clip the strong pinions of love and clothe religion in human forms. Whatever materializes worship hinders man's spiritual growth and keeps him from demonstrating his power over error. If we feel the aspiration, humility, gratitude, and love which our words express, this God accepts. And it is wise not to try to deceive ourselves or others, for there is nothing covered that shall not be revealed. If a friend informs us of a fault, do we listen patiently to the rebuke and credit what is said? Do we not rather give thanks that we are not as other men? In patient obedience to a patient God, let us labor to dissolve with the universal solvent of love the adamant of error, self-will, self-justification, and self-love, which wars against spirituality and is the law of sin and death. If we are not secretly yearning and openly striving for the accomplishment of all we ask, our prayers are vain repetitions such as the heathen use. Do we gain the omnipotent ear sooner by words than by thoughts? If we cherish the desire honestly and silently and humbly, God will bless it, and we shall incur less risk of overwhelming our real wishes with a torrent of words. When thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to thy Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. So spake Jesus. The closet typifies the sanctuary of spirit, the door of which shuts out sinful sense, but lets in truth, life, and love. To enter into the heart of prayer, the door of the erring senses must be closed. Lips must be mute, and materialism silent, that man may have audience with spirit, the divine principle, love, which destroys all error. We must close the lips and silence the material senses. The effects of Christian Science are not so much seen as felt. It is the still small voice of truth uttering itself. Willingness to become as a little child and to leave the old for the new renders thought receptive of the advanced idea. The infinite truth of the Christ cure has come to this age through a still small voice, through silent utterances, and divine anointing which quicken and increase the beneficial effects of Christianity. Christ is the true idea voicing good. the divine message from God to man, speaking to the human consciousness. We are either turning away from this utterance, or we are listening to it and going up higher.